Electromatic Radio.
That's mine, you snothead.
Nuh-uh.
I'm gonna tell Mom.
Fine, you tell her. I don't even care.
Hey, Helen, you home? I've got that Mason stabilizer fixed for you.
Grandpa!
Helen!
Yay!
Oh, hey, kids. Is your mother still at the plant?
Mommy's working hard to fight terrorism.
Oh, good. Whoops, sorry about that. Tell your mother you did it, and I'll buy you a toy or something.
Yay! Grandpa, tell us all about
Electromatic Radio.
Yes, tell us.
Tell us.
Now, why would you want to hear about that? Are you sure it'll be more interesting than those neuropods of yours?
Oh, neuropods are boring.
They suck.
Yep, they sure do, Billy. They sure do. But a lot of things suck nowadays. Wars suck, and politicians suck, and air so thick with pollution you could slice it and spread it on crackers sucks, and this cheap manufacturing. Why, I remember when a transionic paramagnetizer wouldn't fall to pieces just because I stomped on it. Like this. And look at this junk. They call this a newspaper? Why, I can just rip it apart, just like that. What a bunch of garbage! They should all be in prison! I'm sorry, what was I talking about again?
Electromagnetic radio!
Oh, yeah! Well, there was one thing that didn't suck. Just the opposite, in fact. It was the greatest place I ever worked. You bet. Sure was. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Grandpa, aren't you gonna tell us about electromagnetic radio?
What? You want to know more? You kids today in your sense of childlike wonder. Well, this was long before anyone had ever even heard of neuropods or cryptomodules or cheesoplanks. And when we wanted to eat, we could do it ourselves, with our mouths, and without filling out a single form.
Ooh.
Yep, those sure were the days. Why, I remember it as though it were only 70 years ago to this very day tonight. I had already been working at Electromatic Radio as a control technician for a couple of years when Mr. Osborne, my boss, hired a new host for the show. His name was Gray Grimwald, and he was the biggest, thickest slab of beef that ever walked on two legs. What's that smell?
Hello? We on the air? Hello? Jeez, how the hell do you work this thing? Matt? Hello, Matt, I got a red light, but the broadcast alarm went off. Matt? Are you even in the control booth? Alright, so you aren't in the control booth. That leaves about 1,000 other rooms in this lunatic asylum you might be in. I'll use the intercom. At least I know how that works. Hey kid, remember me? The poor idiot they hired to be the host? I need you down in that control booth now, kid! If you don't pick up the comm, kid, I'm gonna kill you, cut you into thin strips, and weave a basket out of you!
You'd have to find me first, Gray.
I'm not gonna tell you again. You turn off that laugh track!
Jeez, what a grouch! What's your deal anyway? Hank always liked the laugh track.
Yeah, well, I ain't Hank. Anyway, where the hell are you? Didn't you hear the broadcast alarm?
Sure, you'd have to be deaf not to.
Then why aren't you down in your booth?
Because I'm down here in the commissary.
What the hell are you doing down there?
Making a burrito.
The broadcast alarm went off. You're supposed to be in your booth.
Make a burrito in my control booth? Are you nuts? The microwave makes the instrument panel go all funny. Oops, it's done. You want one?
No, I don't want a burrito. I want you in that control booth making sure this show goes out.
Ouch, hot. Look, Gray, the show always goes out. That's the advantage of having a supercomputer in charge of everything. It's hands-free radio. It ain't got no hands.
I don't care how automated this thing is supposed to be. This console looks like I need a master's degree to operate it. What the hell are all these slots for?
Toast? I thought you said you worked in radio before.
Yeah, before I came here to work in Pee-wee's Playhouse. Kid, this isn't standard radio equipment.
Listen, Gray, it's not that complicated. I'll just walk you through it. First, if the alarm sounds but the light doesn't turn green, test the bulb by tapping its housing.
Okay. Ah! Jeez!
And if you receive a huge electrical shock, it means that there's a short circuit. Next, cue up the Selectromatic Library unit from the panel to your right.
Which panel? There's dozens of them.
Panel 2, the red switch.
There's like 700 red switches here.
All right, panel 2, from top to bottom, left to right, the sequence goes on, off, channels, tape, call, volume fader, monitor volume, cue volume, meters, telephone interface, power amplifier, playlist, coolant dump, gamma bombardment monitor, core temperature, trilithium cell timer, radiation counter, emergency override, escape pod initializer.
Yeah, I
know that seems like a lot to remember, but listen, there's a simple trick to remembering the sequence. Just memorize this phrase. Out of carrots, Tim Curry's vivaciously fancy mother vented, cursing very many terrible, insulting phrases at politically correct dachshunds gloating boredly.
Matt!
Meanwhile,
Matt.
Communist took
Matt,
time
Matt, look,
crawling.
You idiot! Just get up to that control booth now!
Fine, whatever. Look, I'll make things easy for you. I'll cue up the Selectromatic from here. Don't worry, Evie. I'm just rerouting authorization for the Selectromatic to the commissary. I know you don't like it. It's only temporary, I promise. I know! Take it up with the new guy. I'm not doing this twice.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, just the computer.
What?
I'm not trying to diminish your importance. Okay! You're the greatest supercomputer there ever was. Yes, even better than ENIAC. Three times better. Are you happy now? Jeez, how insecure can a machine get? Was the computer at your old station that moody?
What?
Don't get me wrong, though. She's great once you get to know her. We've got a green light on the Selectromatic. You're good to go.
What do I do now?
Initialize the unit.
What?
Panel 4 to your left, third column, fifth button down from the top.
Ah!
Oh, sorry, I meant fourth from the top.
Don't!
Oh, I mean third.
We're off, you know, to a distant land, and the only ones allowed to come are those who feel they can go right along with the master plan. And the only thing you got to bring is sitting there in your head. Is that all? Well, that's all.
Well, that's all.
Well, that's all.
So raise the sails and trim all the sheets. Set your course and jam all the cleats. We'll follow the North Star to know where we are. So
are you sleepy yet? Get out of bed
right now.
Let your fortunes be cast to the wind.
And so
She said, when things look good, just think of me. And I do.
Yes, you know that I do.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you know that I do.
I think of her. I think of her. I fall apart when she's not here.
Just think of me.
I never shave or comb my hair. Such a waste of time, just trying to unwind the facts of life. If I could find a place, I'd take you where the pain don't cut you like a knife. If only there were time enough, or word enough, or rhyme enough, I would take you there. Seems like such a waste of time, just trying to unwind the facts of life. If I could find a place, I'd take you where the pain don't cut you like a knife. If only I could find a place where smiling strangers knew our faces, I would take you there. A place with constant melody where you and I could wander. I would take you
The light turned green this time, so I'm on the air, right? Okay, I'll take that as a yes. The board's clear. Don't we have any community announcements or anything today?
What? Do what?
Anything?
No. I just... I don't know.
Well, then what the hell am I supposed to do here? Okay, when in doubt, run PSAs. Where do we have those queued up, kid?
I don't know. That's...
what the hell are you doing, kid?
Huh? What? I'm not doing anything.
You're stoned, aren't you?
No way!
Bull hockey, you're toking up on the air!
Dave's not here, man.
Oh, that does it. I'm calling Mr. Osborne.
I swear, Gray, I'm not smoking anything.
Oh, yeah, sure. You can take the towel out from under your door, kid. I can smell your wacky tobacco from here.
Honest, Gray, I think there's something in the air.
Tell it to the man, you commie prevert.
Gray, I think there's some kind of gas leak.
What? What are you...
Check your instrument panel.
Hold on. there's a red light flashing on the...
It's getting worse! See? What I tell you? We've got some kind of gas leak from the proton collider in some basement 3.
I guess the joke's on me, huh?
We better get out of here. This gas might be lethal.
What are you telling me?
I hope we can get out before it kills us.
Oh my God, we're gonna die!
She's back on the phone once more. That dirty old man is back in town again. Professor Fox perverted plots are packing the playhouse persuasively, where penny pinching pleasure patrons pay
to see a little black machine showing life upon a silver screen.
The Free Love Society, with Walter Bond as acting president. The incidents and the violence add a bit of variety, assuring that your time will be well spent.
It's just a little black machine showing life upon a silver screen. Professor Fox, pornographic project.
Where super squirrely sex star suckers swarm
to see a little black machine showing life upon a silver screen. Professor Fox, pornographic projector, to see a little black machine showing life upon a silver screen. Professor Fox, pornographic projector.
Pornographic projector.
let me go, call Mr. Jones. I've got to drive downtown to leave. Please won't you let me go, call Mr. Jones. There's hundreds of bills I must pay. It's not that I wanted to impress my friends or have people watch me drive by. It's just that I've business to care for in town. If it's not done, I surely will die. Please won't you lend me your gun, Mr. Smith. There's people that I've got to see. Please won't you lend me your pistol and lead.
I think it's crazy that the switch I need to play the music with is unlabeled, but I got a huge red button on my console that says gas expulsion override slash refresh air on it. How frequently does this kind of thing happen around here, kid?
All part of the exciting world of broadcasting, Gray, but what am I telling you for? You've been in radio for years. You should be an old hand at those kinds of situations.
I'm not sure what you...
I can see you and Marconi now, struggling to vent off pressure from a runaway coal-powered steam transmitter before it explodes.
All right. right, now look, kid, I'm not that old.
Dodging musket fire while providing on-the-spot coverage of the Revolutionary War.
Matt!
Chucking stones at pterodactyls perching on the broadcast. Hey, wow, check it out, Gray.
We're in completely different rooms, kid.
Oh, yeah. You'll never guess what I found here in the control booth. Never.
What?
Go on, you'll never be able to guess.
I...
Come on, Gray, it's futile, but at least try.
A cup?
Ha! In your face! You're wrong! I said you would be. Should I tell you what it really is?
Yeah, knock yourself out, kid.
A trap door.
A trap door? In your booth?
Yeah, do you have one?
Well, where's yours?
It's right behind my chair.
Nope, nothing here.
I'll bet you wish you had one.
No, I don't.
Funny, I never noticed it before. I wonder what's down there. Oh, maybe there's a treasure down there.
I kind of doubt it, kid.
Pirate treasure. Pieces of eight. Doubloons. Parrots.
Pirate treasure in a radio station.
Sure, you've heard of pirate radio.
Oh, I'm going to pretend you didn't say that, kid.
Hold on, I'm going to check it out.
Kid, forget the trap door.
Oh, don't worry. I'll split the treasure with you.
Jeez.
Looks easy enough to get into. Just pull the handle. Here. Huh.
Well, any pirate treasure?
Even better, it's some kind of shaft.
Yeah, okay, now close it up and get back to your console.
Nope, sorry, Gray. I'm gonna have to see this thing through. I think I can lower myself in to see how deep it is.
Matt, get back to your seat.
Wow, this is deep. My feet aren't even touching the bottom. In fact, I'm just hanging here on the rim by my fingertips, and does that ever hurt?
Listen, kid, I don't want to have to tell Mr. Osborne that he's going to have to find another technician because you fell down a bottomless pit in your boot.
Sorry, Gray. I have no choice but to let go of the rim and drop because my fingers are really starting to smart.
Matt.
Onward to adventure!
Matt, you maniac! Matt! Oh, jeez. Oh! Wait a minute. Matt?
Oh, at least my fingers don't hurt anymore.
Matt, your booth is two floors below mine.
Yeah, weird, isn't it?
What happened then, Grandpa?
Yeah, what happened then?
What happened then? Nothing less than the greatest and least plausible adventure of my life. Well, you know, apart from the human race being enslaved by fascist robots.
The time is 09472. Prepare for mandatory mind sync. Today's subject, our great and glorious leader, the almighty Magnus Thrax.
Yay!
What, again?
What was that?
Nothing.
Watch it.
Electromatic Radio is an Aaron Nethery production. Please visit electromatic.blogspot.com for playlists. Thank you for listening.